Vermont, like the rest of the nation, is facing an imminent shortage of primary care doctors. Even though primary care is the single most cost-effective health care available, it continues to be the lowest paid of medical specialties, making it difficult to attract young physicians graduating with hefty medical school debt, especially in underserved areas. Currently, all 14 counties in Vermont have medically underserved areas. In the mid-1970s, a group of citizens in southeastern Vermont formed the Valley Health Council in order to recruit a much-needed primary care physician to the West River Valley through the National Health Service Corps, a federal program. The Valley Health Council could hire a doctor who'd received a National Health Service scholarship that paid medical school tuition. In return, the new doctor would provide primary care in a medically underserved area. I know about this program because that's how my husband came to practice in Townsend in 1984. For 3 years, the Valley Health Council paid his overhead and the federal government paid his salary. When his payback was over, he was debt-free and he stayed. Medical school debt itself can be crushing. Setting up a practice, expensive. Earning a living in primary care, challenging. Yet, it has its rewards. Tim's now been practicing in Townsend for 33 years, though he's no longer self-employed. Changes in healthcare regulation and financing made that impossible. He's employed at Grace Cottage, a hospital-based primary care practice, where he's now caring for children of babies he delivered, and those babies' grandparents as well. This is unparalleled continuity of care. But like 30% of Vermont's primary care physicians, Tim's now past 60, and he's nearing retirement. Vermont must figure out a way to attract a new generation of primary care practitioners, and soon. 8% of Vermont's primary care physicians may retire this year, and it takes 7 years for a primary care physician to complete training. Instead of putting small communities through the process of qualifying for the federal program, as the Valley Health Council did 40 years ago, perhaps Vermont could create and administer its own state scholarship program. In return for tuition, graduates would practice in Vermont after residency. We know this model can work. Like Tim, once their medical school debt is repaid, these doctors may decide to stay.